In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." Then they all forsook him and fled. Now a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. And the young man laid hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. This is the word of the Lord. Judas is the best of them, even as he is the worst. At least he follows through with his convictions. He stands up for what he loves. It is just that what he loves is not Jesus. He is a disciple of the passions, and he serves them well. He stands up for them. He follows through on his plan with them. He follows them all the way to where they lead, Akeldama, the field of blood. The same convictions cannot be praised in the other disciples. St. Mark records, "They all forsook him and fled." John may stand at the foot of the cross, but he runs from the garden. Peter may confess divine things with divinely inspired words, but in the courtyard of the high priest, he chokes on things divine and returns to things human. The young man who follows Jesus has joyful aspirations of discipleship, but when seized upon to follow to the cross, he sheds his skin and turns the other way. Judas is the worst of them when it comes to Jesus, but he is the best of them when it comes to honor. Even thieves and traitors hold to some sense of honor. The others let others hold the source of theirs. The apostles you know. But who is that young man who runs in the shame of nakedness from the garden? Some say he is the rich young ruler from earlier, the man who had everything he could ever want except the love of God. How wonderful, if true, that at last he gave away everything to which he was attached on earth to join himself to heaven in Christ. Others say he is the evangelist Mark himself, confessing the dark truth of his own infidelity during a time of trial. How beautiful still, however, that the one who ran composed the gospel text. If true, there can certainly be no greater penance, no longer lasting repentance, no more deeply felt faith. Of course, there is always the possibility that the young man is both, that St. Mark is the rich young ruler called out of his treasure trove into the fresh air and dazzling light of God to live out the Christian reality of sin, repentance, absolution, and growth, maturation, infidelity. But if it mattered who the man is, St. Mark would have told you. Perhaps who is the man is not the best question for you to ask. Perhaps instead the question should be, could the naked and shameful young man be me? What do you do in the moment of truth, when push comes to shove, when rubber meets the road, when lettuce hits the fan? What do you do when Jesus is put on trial in the church, in the world, in your heart? Those clothed in the white robe of righteousness aspire to be more like Jesus. That only happens by following Jesus. And following Jesus is not an easy thing. But it could be. All it takes is to love perfectly. For perfect love casts out the fear that leads to infidelity and shameful, naked flights through the darkened olive trees. Being a Christian, the young man trying his best to follow Jesus, does necessarily mean that you will not love perfectly, however. You will have, and you will have had, many a garden moment. It is hard to remain committed to Jesus. It is hard to follow him. It is hard to pursue truth and beauty and goodness in a world of the false, the cheap, the ugly, the wicked. So you will slip out of your captor's grasp, and you will run, naked. And here is where Judas being the best really does not matter. He never came back to Jesus. The others all did, even Saint Peter. In the end, hearing and heeding Jesus' call to come back to him, even when you are naked and afraid, is a greater commitment to a greater cause. It is a greater love. It is a greater humility. It is a greater faith. Jesus loves the naked man just as he loves all who fled. The fleeing does not change for whom the blood is spilled, but the returning or not returning is the thing that determines who is in and who is out. It is all right to be naked. Certainly inexcusable and certainly unfaithful. But Jesus loves even the naked runners who abandon him in their sin, and he clothes them himself with something better than what they left behind. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.